The court Monday rejected the 8-point complaint filed by Mr. Bemba and then certified results giving Mr. Kibble a victory with 58% of the vote, compared with Mr. Bemba's 42%. The announcement took place at the Foreign Affairs Ministry after a fire during a protest last week burned down part of the Supreme Court offices. Officials from Mr. Bemba's camp were not immediately available for comment and had scheduled meetings to decide what their next steps should be amid heightened security in Kinshasa. Mr. Kabila is the 35-year-old son of a slain coup leader. He took power after his father's assassination in 2001. He helped push forward peace deals ending Congo's war, which had involved armies from half a dozen neighboring countries. Despite the presence of UN and European troops, clashes broke out repeatedly during the election process, involving supporters of Mr. Bemba, his private security guard, the presidential guard, and government security forces. A resident in Kinshasa says there are fears violence could break out again if Mr. Bemba's armed supporters do not respect a recent ultimatum to leave Kinshasa.
This is the fear that if they resist, maybe Kinshasa will be again in trouble and they will be again facing gunshots and there will be many people who can be killed again. And this is the fear that we have. We people are living on a daily basis, so we don't need war or conflict here in the capital.
International observer groups have said there were irregularities during the second round of voting, but committed by both sides and not enough to affect the overall outcome. Nico Columbus, VOA News, Dakar.
旺旺英语网站, 欢迎您的光临。请记住我们的网址是 www.english.com。